on your radio dial at 100.3 FM and worldwide at TeamMyrtleBeach.com and the 100.3 The Team app. Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Marks.
You know what I love about being near the coast? And I've never been far from the coast, even like growing up in Richmond, just a couple hours away. Is it like it gets hot, but like you get the breeze and it kind of, it has the ability to cool off at night and everything. I was just looking at, what do we got, Good Morning America on? We need to get SportsCenter or something on. But whatever. We got Good Morning America on right now for some reason, because I just noticed that's the channel on the TV. And they were showing the temperatures like in Wichita, Kansas. The problem with Wichita, like Chicago and places like that, like it gets hot and it just stays hot. And it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. It's like 107 degrees in Wichita today. I mean, where do you go? Where do you hide from that? Like, at least we have an ocean. Like, it might be a hot ocean breeze blowing at you, but it's something.
Some air movement.
Yeah, Wichita, you got like the...
That's why
what
you
are the
leave.
Things going across? That's why they leave and yeah. Come to the beach, right?
Or you get some things going across. Oh, tumbleweeds?
Tumbleweeds, that's yeah. It, yeah. That's it. Anyway, speaking of Wichita, I don't think they'd be a good fit because they don't... Do they even have football? Do they even play football?
No.
Well, they'd be a good fit for everything else, but that's not what the Big 12 is looking for. The Big 12 is looking to finally expand. They are partying like it's the year 2005. Out in Norman, Oklahoma, and they're going to catch up on the times and be the last power conference to expand to the point that they can accommodate a championship game. Now, they filed a petition with the NCAA, which was interesting for the Sun Belt, in that they wanted to be able to stage a championship game without having 12 schools. That was approved. And so now the Sun Belt is making moves where they're dropping dead weight, that is Idaho and New Mexico State, football-only schools that aren't any good, and the Sun Belt's going to go back to 10 schools while still staging a championship game. Perhaps the Sun Belt looks at expansion down the road, you know, maybe for some full members, perhaps a North Dakota State who was all up in arms when Coastal got the invite and they didn't. I think, who was the one, Eastern Kentucky? Was that who it came down to? Coastal,
yes.
and Eastern Kentucky? Very good school, already a 20,000 seat football stadium. I think that'd make a ton of sense for the Sun Belt to add Eastern Kentucky and North Dakota State. North Dakota State to the Western Division, Eastern Kentucky to the Eastern Division, and you replace Idaho and New Mexico State with them, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Now, that's a whole other discussion for another day.
Maybe a lot of travel, too, for the North Dakota State. They're so far away from the rest of the conference. But that's
you were going to go to Idaho once every couple years. So, yeah, I mean, getting to go to the Fargo Dome once every couple years, people will, like, want to do that.
It's actually worth it, yes.
And I think folks in Fargo would be interested once every couple years in traveling to Conway, South Carolina. So at least you've got the two furthest schools in the conference would be, for a variety of reasons, kind of different reasons, desired destinations to travel to and see a football game. So that's kind of cool. But we're not talking about the Sun Belt today. We're talking about the Big 12 Conference because they are looking to expand. The conference presidents came together, or the university presidents came together at the conference meeting and media days yesterday, and they voted unanimously for Commissioner Bob Bowlsby to begin contacting schools and look at expansion. Here is Bob Bowlsby, courtesy of ESPN.com, talking about what led to these steps being taken.
Well, I think one of the things that occurred was we kind of received conclusionary presentations from our two consultants. And so that's just a little bit different than what we were getting previously. They were mostly progress reports, and today I think they presented materials that allowed them to draw some conclusions and make some recommendations to us that were consistent with those conclusions. And so we're entering a different phase of the project, and I think both the meeting today and the actions that came out of it were indicative of that.
How many times can you say consultants and conclusions in 38 seconds? Holy crap. Pat, we're in the wrong line of work. Who did they consult with? Two people. They got two consultants to come in. Be like, guys, what do you think we should do? And they sat there for 5 minutes and went, well, what did the ACC do? What did the SEC do? What did the Pac-12 do? What did the Big Ten do? You call yourself one of the Power Five? They all expanded, and they have at least 12 schools in stage a championship game. We recommend, under our consulting power and abilities, that you expand and fall in line with what four of the Power Five conferences do. How much do they get paid to do that?
Way too much money.
I could have done that. We could have put, we have smart listeners. You guys are awesome on Twitter. We could have like gotten like six of you. How many chairs we got? See, my talk studio is also a conference room. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 10 chairs in here. There's three of us. We could have gotten 7 people here in Myrtle Beach, Pat. We could have split the money the Big 12 wanted to pay us.
Easily.
I'm sure all of us, that would have been a nice annual salary.
Oh, definitely.
And in 10 minutes, we could have wrote a report that they're going to do.
And probably give them the four schools that they wanted.
Yeah, and why they make sense. Give me 5 more minutes, which I'm going to take right now. You think they listened to our show and then they just paid somebody else? You think that's what happened here?
Well, I just tagged them on Twitter.
They got the Sports Radio 100.3 app, and they've been consulting with us, and we just don't know it. Checks in the mail.
I tagged them on the entire on our Twitter post, and so they better be keeping paying attention.
Now they're really paying attention.
Definitely.
All right, so they think – this is what's so funny about college athletics. These presidents think that they're, like, doing something cutting edge. They think they are on, like, the brink of – you know, the modern-day college athletics world at the Big 12. I'll let the Oklahoma president and board chair, Dave Boren, explain why they think they are in that position.
No surprise at all, and obviously there's been no action on this yet, but we are going deeper into the expressions of interest of the individual schools, and we are looking at it in a new light. And developments like the ACC and other developments always impinge upon what we're doing, because we have to be, I think any athletic conference that's not fleet of foot in this day and age and keeping up with what's going on around them puts themselves at risk. So we want to stay right on top of what's going on.
I'm sorry. Did anybody just listen to what he just said? That you have to be fleet of foot, and you have to, they look at the ACC. Guys, it's 2016. Virginia Tech, Miami, and BC came in 2004. There are kids about to leave middle school and go to high school in the time period that it took the Big 12 to figure this out. They weren't born yet when Virginia Tech and Miami and Boston College entered the ACC. Virginia Tech won the 2005 ACC championship, and the Oklahoma president is saying we have to pay attention to the ACC and be fleet of foot and stay on top of things, and it took us 12 years to say we're going to expand.
They're only 12 years behind, Aaron.
The Big 12.
We need to catch them up on what's happened in the world in the last 12 years. Facebook, Twitter.
That's right.
There's a lot of things that have changed.
Does he have an iPhone? Has anybody showed him an iPhone?
Not
yet?
A chance. He still has the Nokias that has the snake game on it. Come on, let's be real. He's still pressing 7 3 times to get to V.
My gosh, that's a great quote. That's incredible. I can't believe it. Play it again. Like, listen. All right, so we've heard it once. Here is the Oklahoma president talking about, remember, 4 of the 5 power conferences have expanded, have raided other conferences in order to stage championship games because they needed the required 12 schools. And today, this was July 19th of 2016, more than a decade after all of this started. This is what he had to say.
A surprise at all, and obviously there's been no action on this yet, but we are going deeper into the expressions of interest of the individual schools, and we are looking at it in a new light, and developments like the ACC and other developments always impinge upon what we're doing, because we have to be, I think any athletic conference that's not fleet of foot in this day and age and keeping up with what's going on around them puts themselves at risk. So we want to stay right on top of what's going on.
I like that little laugh thing he does. Any athletic conference that's not fleet of foot is putting themselves at risk for everything that the Big 12 What are they putting themselves at risk for, Mr. President? Missing the playoff year in and year out because you don't stage a conference championship game? Would that be what you're putting yourself at risk for? Check. You've done that. You know, you've you've had everything happen to your conference that would be from a negative standpoint 5 years ago. So, poll question. All right, they're going to expand. Maybe. As he says, we haven't done it yet. I feel like the Big 12 is that person in your life. Anybody know this person? That, like, they're always going to do big things? I got big things in store, man. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But they never do it. That's the Big 12 conference right now. You know, oh, we haven't done anything yet. But we're talking about it. We're talking about it. You know, I was a student. I think the president was a student at OU when conference expansion began. So, who are the schools? We threw the poll question out to you on Twitter. Excuse me. Let's take two. I mean, there's a possibility of adding four. And there's some good options here. But if they were to go with two, who would they go with? Who do you think is a good fit for the Big 12? Now, we have to be careful here, because when we think about the Big 12, the original makeup of it, we want to stay in the Midwest, right? We want to stay in Texas or Oklahoma or Colorado or Utah. You know, we want to kind of go up the middle of the country. But West Virginia is going to be jumping in the back of the room like Donkey and Shrek, saying, pick me, find us a travel partner, find us somebody on the East Coast. West Virginia wants Cincinnati to be in the Big 12 Conference, and Cincinnati is going to be considered. That's crazy to me that the Cincinnati Bearcats would be up for consideration for the Big 12, but West Virginia is going to push hard for a Cincinnati to get into the conference. What do you think, Pat?
I think it's a great, you know, obviously a great move for Cincinnati to join the Big 12. And I don't think it's terrible for the Big 12 as well, because, you know, location-wise, obviously they would be the travel partner with West Virginia, but it's not that far off from Iowa State and Kansas State as well.
Sure.
You know, you're not only bringing in a great basketball program in, you know, probably the late 90s to early 2000s, but they've not been terrible in the last couple of years either. But an up-and-coming football program that we've seen has made some strides over the last couple of years. I think it's a great move to move on to go ahead and contact Cincinnati to join the Big 12. And there's other schools as well, and I'm sure you're going to touch on them right now.
Real quick, great comment coming in from my buddy Ian. He said, did the Big 12 hire the Bobs from Office Space as consultants?
They
sounds
did.
Like they used a jump to conclusions, Matt. And Travis writes in, they are reacting. That's all. They have always been slow to come to terms in reality. So a couple comments just about the Big 12 taking so long to expand and the idea that they need to expand. All right, so other schools. That's the poll question. What schools do you want to see? I think it's weird to think about Cincinnati being there, but it does make sense. Now, another travel partner, and this is a school that's been very vocal in wanting to move up to a Power 5. From enrollment, it makes a ton of sense. This is a massive, massive school. It's got a lot of commuter students that come to it. From grade point averages and things of that nature, I'm not sure where it measures up to the conference, and I'm talking about the University of Central Florida. Now, obviously, they had great success a couple of years ago, but was that a flash in the pan kind of thing? And that was in football. UCF basketball? Don't really know a lot about them. I'm sure the baseball team is decent. You know, I'm sure the volleyball team is pretty good. Like, you just start to think about some sports that would make sense. It's in Florida, though. And if the Big 12 can get into Florida, that may be something attractive to them. And then they could say, here you go, West Virginia. And West Virginia's go, you didn't hear a thing we said, did you? You know, now that's where maybe four schools could come in. I think UCF would be a third or fourth option. I don't see them as being a top two option. So those are kind of some outlying schools. Then you've got the two schools that I just talked about yesterday that are right in the backyards of the Big 12 conference, which could be a good thing and a bad thing. Houston. That their athletic director, Hunter Yurecek, has been very active in talking to conferences, and he wants to get his school into a Power 5, and they're right there. But the problem is, how does Texas feel about that? Because Texas already owns the Houston market for TV purposes. It's not a new TV market. So that could be what's bad for Houston. But Houston, great sports across the board, great enrollment. They just worked on some of their facilities. And then there's a school that I've always thought makes the most sense for either the Big 12 or the Pac-12 is BYU. You know, massive enrollment, nationwide recruiting abilities because of their religious tie-ins that they have, great athletics, great academics. I would think BYU would be a shoo-in, and it's just a matter of who the second school is going to be. So my prediction is BYU and Cincinnati would be the two that get invited if it's only two. What do you got, Pat?
I'm going to stick with Cincinnati as well as the travel partner for West Virginia, but I'm going to go four because I think that's the way that the Big 12 could possibly go. I like BYU as well. I'm going to add Colorado State in there just for location purposes. Adds another state, and it's not very far off from the other schools in the Big 12. And then I like adding – so we have BYU, Colorado State, Cincinnati, and I like adding Memphis as well to bring in another state that's not very far off for travel as well. Now, there's a whole list of other schools that have kind of thrown their names into the ring. UConn, South Florida is another team in Florida. Another team in Texas that's kind of been put in there but probably not a chance is SMU. ECU is so far east, I don't believe they're being considered, but they do have a question mark next to their name.
Basically, the entire AAC wants to get into the Big 12. Everybody in the AAC is putting their
pretty
name
much.
In for consideration.
And there still is some thought that the Florida State Seminoles would leave the ACC to go to the Big 12. I don't see that happening either.
Not with the deal that just went down yesterday, because if Florida State were to go to the Big 12, the ACC would be love and life, because the ACC owns Florida State's media rights through 2036. So there, maybe 3 days ago, Florida State would have been up for consideration, but we just reported the news yesterday that the ACC network launching and the media rights deals, the ACC owns the media rights for the schools for the next 20 years. So I don't think anybody is actually going anywhere. So they're going to have to look to the AAC. They're going to have to look to independents like BYU. They're going to have to look to maybe the WAC. You know, there could be some WAC teams. You mentioned – or the Mountain West. You know, you mentioned Colorado State being there. So let me know. If you had to pick two, we'll throw that out to you on Twitter because that's a challenge to do. Who would you go with? Who do you think makes the most sense? It looks like the Big 12 is going to expand and going to expand fairly quickly. I think we're going to have two schools announced as members of the Big 12 for the 2017-18 season by the time this football season starts. So it's going to happen in the next month. This should start to move very quickly, although it is the Big 12, so maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
Too much credit. If I'm saying two, I'm going to go Cincinnati, Memphis, and go with the East Coast of the Big 12.
You think
12.
They've already got a Western-laden conference, and they can just add to the Eastern half of it?
Well, Western or just plain old Texas, because there's so many schools in Texas that they have.
All right, Kerry Tharp, the new president at Darlington Raceway. He joins us for the first time. Really looking forward to that conversation, and it's coming your way next. But first, want to remind you, you're listening to The Drive, and we're presented by Tire Town, your Michelin dealer. And Tire Town is the largest selection of Michelin and BF Goodrich tires available to you here on the Grand Strand. Plus, they can take care of all of your preventative maintenance needs. So it's really one-stop shopping, regardless of the make and model of your vehicle. And there's always a location conveniently close by. 5 of them here on the Grand Strand. So make it a point of stopping in regularly to get that preventative maintenance needs taken care of. And they certainly ought to be your tire guy. Check them out online to schedule your next appointment. View store locations and store hours at TireTownSC.com. Our first conversation with the president of Darlington Raceway, Kerry Tharp, coming your way next.